This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. You can join us online. We got the live video feed going right now. You can watch us. You can see Carl running around, keeping the radio station held together with duct tape. He's doing a fantastic job with it this morning.
Duct tape would be a luxury.
Gorilla glue.
So electrical tape today.
Scotch tape.
What's that one stuff they put to, you know, they saw a boat in half and then they slap it together? Whatever, what's that seal tape or whatever it's called? That's basically what you're using this morning.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but it don't matter. All
I
right.
think Gorilla Glue.
I got to say, Gorilla Glue, yeah. Flex Tape, that's what it's called.
Ah.
All right. Joining us now is a senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation, Genevieve Wood. Thank you so much for joining us.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
That's nice. Good morning to you, Genevieve.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's a interesting week, and I keep refreshing to see if there's any changes to the negotiations between Russia, Ukraine, and how the United States is facilitating that. It seems like when you have different time zones, different parts of the world, and the United States is the intermediary, and it's a lot of it happening remotely, that news could happen at any time. So
this is true.
Very, very interesting. There's a few things I wanted to bring up, and this is something that came up this week, and I saw one of your articles, or at least I saw, for example, an article that came up in the Daily Signal, I should say, rather. Homeschool students are happier, more engaged, and more likely to be married. And I know that's something that you've been following, too. There was a lot of pushback on the Department of Education and cuts to the Department of Education when reality we're talking about duplicate services and probably people that weren't really offering much to begin with, services that may not have been used by a lot of these districts. However, there's a lot of liberal areas that are looking at this saying, no, they're cutting our services when really they'll have no impact to them. They're really grasping on to this idea of public education. And my point is, public education has failed the kids in those areas, particularly harder than other areas. So let's talk about students being happier. And what's the best way to keep a kid happy, you think?
Well, I think their parents being engaged in their lives is number one. And obviously that comes to education as well. So obviously if you're homeschooled, your parents are probably very engaged because they're the ones serving as your teachers. But I mean, I think this gets to the whole shutting down the department, though, Ryan, is that what's best for the kids is when people that are actually in their lives that know them the best are the ones helping with their education. And when you have direction coming out of Washington, and let's be clear, the amount of dollars here, it's important, but it's really not the key thing. The problem with Washington is that you have a lot of bureaucrats very far away from most families, most school districts, except maybe Virginia and Maryland, and they're the ones sending out all the regulations and a lot of the rules. So, yeah, they send out monies with strings attached, but they also send out a lot of regulations and rules that don't make sense for a lot of kids in school districts. And we see the numbers. We see that ever since the department was started back in 1980, so it's had a 45-year track record, our numbers have gone down in terms of the performance of students, whether you're talking about reading or writing or comprehension. And it's across everybody. It's not, you know, just one sector of kids, kids who live in the inner cities, or, you know, black children versus Hispanic children versus white children. It's everybody has suffered. Everybody's numbers have gone down. But then when you look at children who are homeschooled or even in private schools, that's not been the case. And I think we have to look at that and ask why. And again, it comes back to local people who know the children best. In the case of homeschoolers, their parents, and in many cases, homeschoolers are involved in co-ops, which is, you know, are communities of homeschoolers in a particular area. Those are friends and family, often neighbors. They know those kids as well. And they are not just helping with their education, but helping them with life. And so when you look at this study and it says, oh, wow, homeschoolers are least likely to say that they feel helpless when dealing with life's problems, that they feel the most, you know, gratitude and optimism and life satisfaction. That shouldn't be surprising that they feel that, in addition to scoring better when it comes to reading, writing, and other disciplines.
It makes sense that, in part, it's because the parents are just so involved. I'm taking a left turn here, Genevieve, but I saw another story on the Daily Signal that really caught my attention, and that was that supposedly these gangs, these cartels are starting to, I guess the word is, shove drugs inside cows to get them across the border. What is going on here? This is just desperation at this point. Like, let's shove the drugs in the cows.
Well, I mean, I guess in some ways, Kim, we shouldn't be surprised, right? I mean, these folks are desperately wanting to make money. They desperately want to get drugs and, mm-hmm. and humans into the U.S. to sell and the like. And so they now see that you have a president who's making it much more difficult for them. So they got to find new tactics. I mean, they were often using human beings to smuggle drugs across. Now that number has been so drastically cut, they're looking for other opportunities. We don't know how big this problem is. It's still under investigation. But, yeah, there is evidence, especially on the border of New Mexico, that they are using female cows who they spayed on one side in Mexico, and after they spayed them, they insert the drugs and then bring them across the border and take them out. So it's a new... You know, it's a new tactic. You got to be alert, and I think Border Patrol is on it.
They got a lot of space in those cows. Like, you've seen the videos where they're, like, checking up on a pregnant cow. They'll go elbow deep to, like, reach in and check to make sure the calf is fine inside. So there's room in there.
Wouldn't that hurt the cow if they're having drugs? Like, if the cow's full of fentanyl, and I know it's probably in a bag, wouldn't that seep into the cow somehow?
They don't care. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they don't care, but I feel bad for the cows.
Well, the only reason they care is because they're having to buy these cows and they're selling when they get to the U.S. I mean, the reason we're buying these cows is because our cattle herd has gone down. So I don't think they want to kill the cows, but the drugs are a lot more valuable to the cows are. And interesting, if you read the story, one of the things I found in it was that apparently cattle are much less at risk of infection than other large mammals, like, say, horses. So even though it would sound like, right, I mean, it's vacuum-packed the way they do the sealing of the drugs, but when they insert those and, you know, sew them back up and then bring them in, there's a lot less chance that they're going to be infected than a lot of other animals would be.
Genevieve Wood, Senior Advisor at the Heritage Foundation, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.